it's Valentine's Day. I'm alone. They called for you at 9 o'clock, took you to the day centre. You like the driver, the one with the sandy beard and the friendly smile. You went with him quietly this time, not like last week, when you made such a fuss I had to put my mac on over my nightie and go with you. Settling him in, the social worker called it. Like taking the kids to school, I thought. This morning I got dressed early in case you did it again. Now I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. I could go out. I'm free till 3 o'clock when they bring you home again. Where shall I go? I'm out of the habit of going anywhere. I'll clear up while I think about it. You didn't make too much mess at breakfast. Better flush the toilet and pick up the clothes from the floor. Why did you turn all the photo frames over this morning? What a fine-looking man you were in our wedding photo. Oh, how beautiful you were in this one. It must be when we were first going out. How you looked at me with such passion. How I looked at you with love and admiration and caring. Well, the caring's still here, that's for sure. Here's one, only 2 years ago. You were still a handsome man, standing tall. Now you shamble around like someone at least 20 years older. That's before we'd heard of Alzheimer's disease. Just a clever way of saying early senility and dementia. Remember Valentine's Day in the old days? A card in the first post, flowers by lunchtime, and out to a special meal in the evening. Well, nothing today. I doubt you know what month it is, let alone the day. I suppose if you made all the arrangements and did all the planning for 30 years, it's my turn now. I'll cook your favourite meal and buy some flowers for the table. What about a bottle of wine? You shouldn't have much. But I'll sit down quietly after you're in bed and dream about the good times we've had. Perhaps this is what love is really about, through the bad times as well as the good. So, to you, my darling Valentine.
When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read.
And dream of the soft look your eyes had once, and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true. But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you, and love the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled, and paced upon the mountains overhead, and hid his face amid a crowd of stars.